Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Every Advantage Radionics Coaching Call. My name is Marty Lucas. We're going to go with a rate for this week. It's called corrupt data. Corrupt data, 37.5, 41.5. You know, I thought it was time for a bit easier lesson, because I understand some of the calls lately have gotten pretty deep, so this should be an easy one. We live in a reality that's a combination of energy and information. The information forms the template, and the energy solidifies it, so it's a pretty straightforward concept. Now, our work uses relatively low power energy devices to either support or suppress different energy patterns. But from our experience with computers, we know that sometimes data can become corrupted. Sometimes we lose files. Other times features of our programs quit working. Sometimes the entire system slows down to a crawl. Now let's apply that to our everyday physical world, the fractal universe we live in. The energy patterns that form matter are composed of multiple fractal layers. A fractal is best described as a self-similar repeating mathematical expression, or in energetic terms, as above, so below. Now imagine this ever-repeating pattern, but where the tiniest decimal is out of place. That mistake gets repeated and amplified over and over throughout the pattern until the fractal pattern becomes so corrupted that it can fail completely. Since even our bodies are the result of these types of repeating fractal patterns, it's easy to see that as we've aged, some things didn't heal quite properly. Skin tags may have shown up, a wrinkle or two. Maybe our eyesight isn't as acute. Perhaps our hearing isn't as good as it used to be. Some things are stiff, some joints are sore, and when the weather changes, we're reminded of old injuries that we'd nearly forgotten. Rather than look at physical reasons for these issues, and there certainly could be, let's look at it as an information problem. For whatever reason, the information the cells needed in that area didn't come through or didn't come through properly for them to heal completely and correctly. Something happened to the data. It got corrupted. Maybe it was an injury. Maybe it was some emotional drama or toxic poison. For our purposes, the issue is simply something corrupted the data. And the result is the issue that we're dealing with. Just as our computers have ways to check to see if data is corrupt, our energy systems do as well. And for our radionic work, we can measure the amount of corrupt data. And I'll give that rate one more time. Corrupt data, 37.5-41.5. The overall reading can tell you a lot about the overall health of the system. Then we can dial down into the organs and tissues and really zoom in to exactly where the issue is. So suppose the subject has a chronic problem in the left elbow. You find the intensity of correct data in the left elbow to be about 400. You balance on the corrupt data in the elbow, and you bring it down as far as you can, and the subject reports his symptoms improve. Do we know what caused the issue? No. Do we know what changed other than his symptoms? Again, no. All we know is that there's less corrupt data in that part of the system than there was before. Once you see how powerful this simple rate, you can imagine how much more powerful a complex reagent for corrupt data is. Again, it doesn't give us any indication of exactly what the issue is, but if the issue is corrupt data, then the exact nature of the misinformation is not really important. And I've been using a complex reagent for corrupt data and have found the results to be very promising. In our computer, when a file is corrupted, we can see that instead of coherent paragraphs and sentences, we end up with pages of weird symbols. Do we know what those symbols mean? Do we really care what those symbols mean? Do we really care exactly what bit or byte was out of place? No, not really. So when we work with radionics, why should we care here either? We've been taught to look at the symptoms and to analyze and balance and dig into the details. And we can get good results doing this, but again, why? If the issue is bad data, then we can replace that data with good data or repair the data that's theirs, and if so, why care about the details? And this is a perfect example of why radionics is more powerful than we can imagine. In this case, we are working at levels beyond mere symptoms. We don't have to be experts in details because our bodies already are. Our bodies already know how to heal and already have ways of finding and correcting errors. In essence, all we have to be expert in is recognizing and supporting natural systems. And just take a look at my various reagents. The one common thread throughout most of them is I look for energy blockages and work to remove them. Other than correcting an energy blockage, I'm not too concerned about the details. The system is self-repairing. It already has a handle on the details. I learned this years ago when I started balancing soils with the Ho'oponopono. Using that prayer worked. It balanced everything I could think of to check, so logically it meant it also balanced a lot of things I had no idea of. Now let's expand that into corrupt data. I don't care what the corruption is. I'm only mildly interested in the cause of the corruption, and then only if I can resolve that cause and prevent the issue from happening again. Our computers have built-in programs that can tell us if a section of data is corrupt. If the corruption is not too severe, the program can recover the lost data and restore it. Do you really think anything as complex as life itself would have systems that are not at least as effective, if not thousands of times more so? So why on earth would any of us be so arrogant as to assume that we would know more about our physical systems than the system itself? Of course, that's exactly what our culture and our medical establishment seems to believe. In fact, as we look at the endless pages of radionic greats, most of our radionic pioneers seem to think along similar lines. And here is the thing. As long as you're focused on symptoms, you will always have more symptoms to focus on. And even corrupt data is a symptom. It's just many layers closer to the cause. Now, when there's an emergency, it does no harm to balance symptoms. But if you want to make real changes, then you have to address the causes. Perhaps this little rate will help move you along in your journey. And again, corrupt data, 37.5, 41.5.